report is for the month of January, February. I'm sorry. Yeah, January, February, March. April's numbers weren't due until after the report was submitted. So basically, due to NFB Newsline this quarter, is they have set up a, they've had breaking news, but because of COVID-19, basically what NFB Newsline has done has set up in their breaking news two different sections related to COVID-19, and those are put into all subscribers' favorites. So now it's information that's easy for subscribers to access, especially, I believe mainly, primarily it's on Amazon Alexa app, and so the user can just simply ask National Federation to read from their favorites, and then they can choose breaking news. One, they pull from all the articles nationally so that subscribers are able to hear the news reports from all over the United States. But the second favorite breaking news is just for those people who want a little bit more information as far as like numbers and stuff like that. It pulls from like the local and national reports. So also new to NFB Newsline, and this is upcoming, but it's reported now because of COVID-19. The NFB Bell Academy is something that the Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning program for children is not going to be held face-to-face throughout the United States this year. They are planning to have 3 2-week-long sessions that families can apply to attend, have their children attend. And the NFB Newsline is going to be posting, in case some family members don't have internet access, they're going to be posting those lessons. There's going to be 18 lessons for each 2-week session. And they're going to be posting those actual lessons to NFB Newsline. There is a Zoom component and some face-to-face stuff as well, but the actual lessons are going to be posted on NFB Newsline, which is a very good thing. Also this quarter, and just this last little over a week, past week, Scott White has done some training here in Nebraska via Zoom with NCBBI staff and center students. So we have, I believe those are really the main updates. One thing that I noticed when I was entering all the information is there has been a significant jump in Amazon Alexa users in Nebraska. I mean, it's not a huge number, but I believe, and I don't have the numbers right here in front of me, I believe that we went from like maybe 6 last quarter, the ending numbers might have been around 6, and March's numbers, I believe, were like 22. So it's not a huge number yet, but I think we're seeing more users accessing Newsline through more of the digital, like electronic format opposed to telephone. So I think that's affected a little bit of the numbers that we might see when it comes to like call minutes. And I noticed the number of people using the local call-in number was down a little bit in March, and I think it was in the 30s, and before we were in the 50s. And I'm wondering if that might be the case. So those are the changes that I've really noticed. Otherwise, I believe that there were some technical difficulties earlier this quarter. with a couple of the local papers. I believe Lincoln and Omaha had some problems for a while, and I believe that that has all been resolved. I've called into both, and they seem to be functioning the way they're supposed to on the telephone, as well as the app and Alexa and online. Any questions?
Well, thank you, Kimberly. I do have one question. I've been approved to use Newsline for a number of years, which I use the call-in feature. Can anybody use the Alexa feature, or do they have to be approved or signed up for that?
Yes, anyone can use it. Basically, all that you have to do is you set up the skill on the Amazon Alexa, and it's not, the name of the skill is not NFB Newsline, because Alexa wasn't recognizing NFB Newsline. It was opening other things. So it's just listed as National Federation, the skill is, and you can ask Alexa just to open National Federation, and she will then kind of walk you through the prompts. They'll ask for your security code and ID code, I mean, your user ID and your security code. And if that's something you don't have any longer, you can just have me email them to you or call.
Do you have to do that every time, or is it just a one-time?
It's a one-time issue. Setup.
Okay.
And then otherwise, each time you get on, you can just say, ask National Federation to read my newspaper, or my favorites, or whatever paper. And it'll say, welcome, Mark Boulder. And keep out.
Very good. Any other commissioner comments? Questions? Okay, hearing none. Thank you, Kimberly. Nice and close. Type of service. Next on the agenda is the CAP citizens or clients. I forget what that acronym is.
Assistant program.
Assistant program. Then I was wrong. After this, we're going to talk about the retreat for the commissioners. So just so we kind of keep on track. So, Carlos, can you handle the CAP complaints?
Sure. Jerry said that there was only one, but he was still gathering facts. But I can say that it's a very complex case and has been going on for several years. The last issue, we did resolve it, but that doesn't mean the whole case is solved. So it's still ongoing.
Okay, very good. Well, that's, and that the process is there so people can share their concerns, and that's, I would be surprised if we have no complaints, because we, consumers, we should be wanting as much as we can, and as providers, we need to be wise stewards of the money, and, because we are accountable for it, so it's a delicate balance. So you guys do a good job on that. Next on the agenda is regarding a commissioner's retreat. And we talked about this at the last meeting, and we scheduled a date for the end of March. And, of course, it got canceled due to the COVID-19. It's on the agenda to discuss rescheduling it. And for those that may not know about this subject, is we have two new board members on the board, and the commission board has seen the value in commissioners getting together and kind of sharing wisdom and going over expectations. And my concern is I don't know what is going to happen the next 3 months as far as whether we can get together or not. I sure hope so. this is something I would not want to do over the phone. I think we need to be together and share things. And we had a unique twist on it that we were going to invite the public to be part of this retreat. So I think that's going to be exciting. But commissioners, what are your thoughts on the scheduling the retreat? Should we plan it? Robert, what are your thoughts?
My first one, of course, I'll go with whatever the flow is. My first thought was sooner is better than later. So if it has to be virtual, then that works for me. I would prefer, of course, to face-to-face, but again, I was just thinking if there's any reason to feel urgency, or just because, you know, we've got some new people that just need to know more than what they know, because we can get more out of them, I think, as the sooner they know more about kind of what their role is.
Thank you, Robert. Becky, any thoughts?
I will go with the flow of what everybody else decides. Pretty much have the summer open, so depending on, I'm assuming it'll probably be a Saturday, so, but whatever works for the other two, I think is what I'll go with.
Thank you, Becky. How about Kimberly? Any thoughts?
Yes, I have a thought. Since kind of the goal is to be 10 people or less, I'm wondering if we could kind of do a combination where we meet face-to-face as commissioners, but yet have like a conference call connected so that if the public wants to join in, they could, but then we would meet the requirement of 10 or less people face-to-face in a group. I don't know, those are my thoughts.
That's pretty good. Let's see, Robert, that's a good option. All right.
And we could auction off like the four, 6, 7, and 8 seats, you know, that they can join us live. That would be quite a treat for those people that are fortunate enough to join us. Being sarcastic there. Brent, any thoughts?
We would get real early. Go ahead, Brent.
I was going to say, not really, but I kind of like that idea of having us together and then it being virtual for everyone else. Just that way they can still participate and learn, but we also get the whole coming together and team building and that sort of thing that you really would have a hard time getting with virtual.
Well, very good. I think that's a great idea, Kimberly. And we'd be the five of us, and I, you know, Carlos, you would be welcome to be there if you wanted to, and if Kathy, or they can join us virtually, or they don't have to join us at all, for that matter. But since it is a commissioner's retreat, and we are gonna make it possible for the public to join us in one way or the other. Would someone like to propose a date?
Can I make a comment? Excuse me. This is Kathy.
Yeah.
I know that Governor Ricketts currently has a policy where we can meet via conference call. I really don't know how long that is going to be in effect.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe if we make the decision based on our best information, that's a good question. We don't want to violate the governor, but I would think in the spirit of what we're trying to do, I would hope there would be a problem, but I'm not the governor either, and the attorney.
It's Kimberly.
Well,
I have a...
Mark,
go ahead,
no, Kimberly.
Okay. Sorry. I was just thinking we could set it up, you know, as a face-to-face,
And then if there is still the option, if we're still at a point where the governor is recommending 10 or less, and it's still leaving it open to having the ability to have the virtual calls, then we can do it that way. But if for some reason we're able to have more people face-to-face, then it can just be that.
I like it.
Does that not?
That gives us flexibility. If the governor doesn't want us to have a conference call, we'll do it in person. So we can have more people there, and people will just have to exercise their own judgment on whether they want to come or not. Just because the governor says it's okay to gather, people still have their own discretion too. So I like that strategy. Robert, what were you going to say?
It was the time frame, just what Becky was saying. She has time during the summer, but not so much during, the school year. I was just thinking that way. Or you'd have to maybe straighten me out, Becky, if I'm not getting what you were saying.
And I'm kind of in a different situation, too. I know that everybody else is probably self-quarantined. Is that correct?
Yes, I
am. Basically.
Okay. I'm working on okay. Oh, and I myself am self-quarantining, but my husband goes to work every day because he works in a food production cafeteria, and I guess I'm just concerned a little bit that I would be a carrier, and I guess I'm kind of a little bit nervous about meeting with you all, not because of getting something from you, but you getting something from me. So I don't know.
Yeah, I see both sides. You know, there's Robert emphasized the importance of urgency, and now is better than later. But we're in unprecedented times. Before we had this discussion, I was in the same camp as Becky is right now. But I'll go with the will of the majority. I guess if you were to ask my opinion, I think I see more value getting together in person. And not knowing what's going to happen the next, really we're talking about the next 2 months, because we can't really do it in July because we've got our quarterly meetings in July. So I don't know if it's going to be all clear, all safe in the next 2 months. I guess if it was up to me, and it's not, I would suggest we revisit this at our July meeting. But that's just my opinion, and I go with the majority.
Well, this is Becky. If you would like to get together in a Saturday in May or June or whenever, that would be fine. I guess what I'm just saying is that I might choose to do the tele or Zoom or whatever you're going to have set up, just because I'm just leery about these food processing plants and the rate at which they're getting cases, and I'm concerned for all of you.
Yeah. Well, my concern is my wife is very vulnerable health, and I don't be the carrier that brings it home to my wife, because we have really been pretty much self-quarantined since this thing started, and my wife got out of the hospital about 3 days before this thing started, so she's been at risk.
So I guess what I'm saying is that if you want to go ahead and set up a meeting, a face-to-face meeting, that would be great. But I'm going to choose to call in for it, if that's okay. If that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, do we have any
Robert? So it's Robert. I guess I would like to make myself a little bit more clear. What I said that, yeah, I would prefer face-to-face, but, you know, when it goes back to when I would like to be around other people, because my wife has had cancer, and her immune system is somewhat compromised, so we really watch out for her. So my real preference, really, of course, because, like we've heard before, it's not these politicians that tell the virus what to do. The virus kind of has its own mind. So I would rather do this virtually until we really know this darn thing is under control in some fashion.
I think I agree with that as well. Now that I'm thinking about, I have two people in my household who are essential workers and are out in the public as well. So thinking about all of the other people that I could be exposing, I guess that's true as well.
Well, then we go back to the original concern that was raised before Kim came up with a great idea. That's, what if we schedule this virtually and then it's lifted? You know, the 10 or more thing. I guess we can address that when it comes. Does someone want to make a motion that we schedule something virtually and pick a date, pick some Saturday? In preferably June.
I make a motion that we have our meeting virtually and pick a date for some time. And do we want June? Is that what you're thinking? June?
Well, I think the 1st of July we're running into National Consumer Group virtual convention. So,
okay, I'm going to mute for a second so I can turn on JAWS for a sec. Look at my calendar.
Yeah, we have the 6th, the 13th, the 20th, the 27th.
I don't know, is there a Father's Day in that one of those weekends that we would try to miss?
That would be the 20th. 20th and 21st is the Father's Day.
I'd
be okay
that.
With the 6th or the 13th.
Okay, 13th. Thinking here. Let me just look at my calendar real quick.
Because you know, 13 is the lucky number in China. Actually, Chinese, that's a lucky number.
Either of those days would work for me as well.
I think 13th is good for me. Becky or Brent?
Yep, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Either way, I'd have to request it off, so it doesn't matter.
Well, how about a motion to do it on the 13th? Anybody make that?
So moved.
So moved. I got a second?
Second.
Okay, I'll do a roll call on this. We've got a motion to hold our virtual retreat on Saturday, June 13th, starting at 9:00, and which means we got to get something out to the public in the next couple weeks so that we can make the announcement. But all those in favor, I'm going to do a roll call. Robert?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Kimberly?
Yes.
Brent?
Sure.
And Mark says yes. So we'll do it that. Very good discussion, guys. Thank you.
Mark, could you tell me who was first and second? Who made the motion and who seconded it?
Robert made the first, and I believe was it Kimberly that did the second?
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, thank you. All right, right now my clock shows that we're at 10:28, and
Public comment is next on the agenda, so anybody that wants to be heard for public comment, I ask you to unmute your microphones and give me your name so I can put you up on the list. Barbara Love? Barbara, okay. Anybody else?
Yeah. It's Jim.
Jim, okay. Anybody else that wants to be heard on public comment from the... All right, well, hearing none, if you'll mute your microphones again, but Barbara, since you were first, Barbara, we welcome your public comment.
Okay, thank you very much. My question is, well, my comment is that I think it would be better to call a new commissioner training or whatever than a retreat or whatever. The question I have is the governor has said that boards can meet virtually now because of COVID-19 or whatever, but I wonder how often that can happen. I don't know if he has specified how often or whatever. So that's my question.
I guess my comment was not really knowing is our board currently has the ability to meet whenever we deem necessary. We're required by state statute to meet quarterly, but from time to time we have had to meet at other times for specific reasons, and I guess we could certainly check into that, but we're in unprecedented times, and I think the board should do their business as that we deem necessary, and we went through a lengthy process to get to the point where we decided it was better sooner than later for our new for the sake of our new commissioners, and I guess, does any other commissioner have any comments they want to add or to address Barbara's comment?
So Robert, who has the notification that we got, you know, about what the governor had to say? I don't remember him putting any kind of limit on it. So does anybody have that? Like, Kathy, do you have it? We could just, I don't know, people need to hear it read if they haven't ever seen it.
I don't have it in front of me, no. I'm in the conference room and I'm not near my computer.
Robert, is Jim, this is not my public comment, but I can answer your question now. I remember for the vendors, when Dave sent out the notice, the ability to meet boards and commissions to meet publicly via conference call expires May 31. That I do know. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to be extended, but as of right now, the ability to do what we're doing today expires May 31. Very good, Mr. Dan. You always have details.
Yeah, I think it's kind of somewhat. I was going to mention that comment too. I'm going to Barbara's question. The only, there is no restriction on how often, it's just up to each board. But the key here now is it's until the end of May.
Very good comments. As a board, we need to follow the governor's guidelines. And
so,
we can't anticipate what he might do in the future.
This is Carlos, though. Let's say that he doesn't expand that deadline of the end of May. You still could meet. Using the internet or phone. Once or twice.
Yeah, but
yeah.
But
under the normal Jim, what was you going to say?
Well, this, again, is not my comment, but it's more of a question to follow up on Carlos. Doesn't that go against public meeting records or public meeting law? Because my understanding, if you meet over the phone and or virtually, public meeting law stipulates, if I'm stating Catholic correctly, that there has to be, it has to be statewide, number one, and number two, there also has to be a commissioner in each of the locations that are available statewide.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too.
There is that, too, yeah.
No, yeah, we need to double-check that. I don't recall all the... But my thought was that needed to be the public notice needed to be available in all locations. Yeah.
And I think Carol Ripley being there, she's probably excited, but go ahead.
I think we have to act upon what the governor has told us to date. And we can't be scheduling things in anticipation that he might extend it. I just don't think we have that authority.
No.
Thank you very much, Barbara, for bringing this up, and Jim for the clarification.
So, Mark, is there any way to put a condition on it? You know, if we don't hear, if the deadline isn't extended, then it's a no go. If it is extended, then we can, you know, do it. Is there any way to do that?
Well, I guess that's true, Carlos, because he's a lawyer. What do you think, Carlos?
I couldn't understand his question again.
Can we make it a conditional approval where we'll have the meeting virtual if the governor extends the March or the May 31st?
Yeah, you could, pending the governor's decision, and then if not, if he doesn't expand it, it doesn't take effect. You can do that as long as it's in writing, yeah.
Okay, Robert, would you make that a friendly amendment to the...
Is there time to notify the public if that happens?
I was going to ask Kathy, is that too much of a... Leave a repo for the public notification, you know, proof of publication?
Well, it'd probably be kind of a lot like the last one that was canceled in March. It's published in the paper and everything, and then, you know, I can only try to reach as many people as possible about the cancellation, but...
How many weeks does it take to notify? Not to throw a curveball in here or anything, but what about the 30th of May?
That would be fine.
You said the 30th of June or the 30th of May?
May. 30th of May, just to make it before the deadline. And would that be enough time to notify the public of a meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does that give, 4 weeks?
Yes, I can make that happen.
Is that Memorial Day weekend, though?
No, it's the weekend after.
Oh, okay. Well, then, good thinking.
So would the 30th work for everyone instead of the 13th, and then we wouldn't have to worry about all this other hoopla? Yes, that's fine for me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I think that's great. Boy, this is good. Good discussion. I think Becky, would you like to make a motion to cancel the last decision and schedule the meeting for the 30th of May?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
I think the one who makes the motion, meaning Robert, needs to ask for his motion to be.
So let's make a motion. Just change the date of what I said, or what's written down, just change the date from June 13th to May
30th. And
Kimberly, would you second that?
Yes, I second that motion.
Okay, I'll do a roll call vote. Robert?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Kimberly?
Yes.
Rip?
Yes.
All right, very good, and I'll say yes. Well, thank you, Barbara. Your wisdom helped us make a good decision. So, do you have any more comment, Becky? Since we're still in public comment, Barbara, do you have any other comments now that we've acted based on your comments?
I just want to thank Kathy for sending the public meeting law. That was a really good way to handle that when things were virtual. So thank you, Kathy.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Barbara. And I like your idea. I'm not going to use the word retreat anymore. It's a new commissioner orientation.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay, Jim, what's your public comment?
Yeah. In anticipation of the next agenda item, I hope this is the last time I have to ask this. I'd like to report from each of you what you have been up to since the last quarterly meeting. And I'll go on mute.
All right, Robert, you want to go first?
Sure. I got to turn my note taker on, so I made a list. Let's see if I get it on. Okay, so I guess one of the things I did here recently was, where is this? How about somebody else go first until I find the file? It went bye-bye. Well, there it is.
Okay.
Anyway, so I did virtually attend the most recent licensee, as in the Randall Shepherd Bending Program.